All right, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Or over here, it is definitely unhappy Wednesday. I was hoping to be in at least a little bit better mood tonight, but that didn't happen. I left work early a couple hours earlier than normal to come home and meet a service technician for my air conditioner, which decided to crap out yesterday, right at the start of the first heat wave of the season out here. It has been right around 85 degrees, a little humid out here for the last couple of days. And my AC went to go turn it on yesterday. Had to talk with the family. Hey, guys, as soon as I flip this switch, there will be no more heat. So if we get a cold snap, bundle up. Flip the switch, air starts blowing out, and it is not cold. Okay, so we shut it off, get the fans going. Get the thing scheduled. Shockingly, they had an appointment between 2 and 4 today. Thank God. I come home raring to go. Start writing down some things for tonight. And the guy shows up. He's here for about 20 minutes. And we got to replace the whole unit. It's not just a compressor or whatever. The thing is pretty much fried. So the house we bought here, the people that lived here before us, we've uncovered some neglect here. So I'm not like overly shocked. I had intended to replace this. We knew it was a little bit older. I was just hoping to have a little bit more time. And unfortunately, I do not. It is hot as hell in here. So those of you that don't know, and where are we at here? Russ, how you doing, bud? Fito. I do this on Tuesday nights on Right on Cue. And then on Wednesdays here with my show, basically from my bedroom. And it's the safest place to keep my kids away so I can lock the door. My bedroom's upstairs. So on Tuesday nights, when you see me go out this door over here, I'm going downstairs to kind of check and see how everybody's doing, and I come back up. So it's upstairs, and it's 82 degrees downstairs at my house. It's got to be 85 up here. And so it's an unpleasant experience. We have a guy coming out tomorrow to consult and give us their options. They're running a deal for I can get the AC unit and a furnace for 2 for the price of 1 and all that happy stuff. But it's hot and I'm sweating. And so Russ, enough of your crap with the drinking water. Okay. I'm going to be drinking a lot of it. Let me get over here. Fito, how did Mother's Day dinner come out? Came out great. It wasn't hot here yet, so I was able to enjoy that. But yeah, no, the dinner came out great, man. I made bruschetta for an appetizer, shrimp scampi for dinner, and I got them black raspberry chip ice cream from Grater's that they love. So they had a great time. Thanks for asking, bud. What did you do for your queen over there? Anything? You guys do anything special? Russ, floating isn't that a Jedi trait? You lock the door for Pornhub, don't lie. That's only on days that end in Y. So knock it off. So that's where we start. It's hot. I'm aggravated. I was going to save kind of the NFL schedule stuff for the end this evening. I guess there was a leak not long ago that we are going to open this season in Arizona. If I could have picked a week to not go to Arizona, September 12th would have been that week because it's going to be brutal hot. But at least it's a week that, it's not the Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, or New Year's where I won't be able to go. So we're going to be able to attend that provided the AC and furnace thing doesn't break the bank over here. So we're looking forward to that. I haven't told my wife yet, but I'm sure she'll be thrilled. I hope to see some of you there. I know, and I think Keenan, you were commenting saying you wanted to be there. I forget who else, but yeah, Arizona was the top of our list. So we're just going to have to deal with the heat. I was talking to Sam before we kicked off here. She had said, she brought up some good points. It's kind of hurricane season, at least for you guys up there. It is kind of the wet season here too. I mean, early September out here, it's really kind of nice. But anyways, Arizona was the top of my list, and it's a week that we can go without it interfering with anything major with the kids. So we're going to look forward to that. Beyond that, I don't know a whole hell of a lot with the schedule. I know the home opener is week two against the Vikings. You know, we had the international release came out. So you get the Vikings and the Saints in London on October 2nd, the Giants and Packers in London on October 9th. Those are both at, what is that? Tottenham Hotspur. And then the Broncos, Jaguars are also in London on October 30th. That's at Wembley. Seahawks and Bucks are in Munich on November 13th. 49ers and Cardinals in Mexico City on November 21st. So good luck, Fito, in Mexico City with that, with your Niners. Actually, I take that back. I don't like the Niners, so I don't wish you good luck. I'm just happy that the Eagles didn't get put into that international game. But, yeah, we're going to open on the road in Arizona. So look forward to that. Look forward to seeing you guys. We had a Mother's Day Whiskey Hill party in the backyard. Oh, I saw pictures of that. Yeah. Yeah, I saw pictures. It looked like a good time, man. That's cool. Very cool. What else we got going? Find me by the pool in Arizona. Will do, Keenan. Just don't wear a Speedo, okay? Otherwise, I'm not coming to look for you. Five things I would change on the NFL schedule. Well, go ahead, Russ. Why don't you chime in there and tell us what you would change while I move along here. I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about, look, I know the first week I had said, you know, oh, maybe a half hour, 45 minutes, and I've gone pretty much an hour the first 2 weeks. I really don't intend to go an hour tonight. It is very hot here. So, I'm not going to try to rush, but I'm going to try to keep it to at least, you know, at 45 minutes, No more than that if I can. Russ Taylor, no more Dallas and Detroit on Thanksgiving. Yes, have division games, but rotate it because it's not fair that they know their Thursdays years in advance. That's kind of fair. It's only one Thursday, but, I mean, it's fair enough. I get you. I don't know. It's kind of tradition. So, you know, there's a tug on that. I get what you're saying, but I do also like the traditional portion of it. I don't know how Detroit keeps getting national games. I mean, good God, they've been terrible forever. Viva Las Niners, huh, Fito? Yeah, no thanks. Russ, number two, you should never play a team in preseason that you're going to play during the regular season. I think that's fair as well, but I also think if you play that team in the preseason and you tip your hand on things that you're going to try to showcase during the season, then you're an idiot. You know, if you're going to play that team during the regular season, preseason game when you play them, you kind of want to just keep it pretty vanilla and not showcase too much, right? But anyways, I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about something I spoke with a friend about the other night. And that is, you know, the most important position in the four major sports, right? So yeah, my buddy is a guy, he's very much, you know, he's pretty much all football, and he says quarterback. And it's hard to argue with, considering especially what we've seen the last 2 years where Tampa Bay goes and gets Tom Brady, they win a Super Bowl. The Rams go and get Matt Stafford, they win a Super Bowl. You know, the biggest change in both of those teams was obviously the quarterback. So, you know, it's fair, especially in today's NFL where – you know, it's very much a quarterback and passing offense driven league. I have another friend that thinks, you know, maybe the kind of the old time ace starting pitcher for when you get to the postseason, these were the guys you could throw games 1, 4, and 7. And you knew at least you felt, you know, of the utmost confidence that you were going to win that night. And, you know, in a 7-game series, when you can throw a guy out there 3 times and feel that kind of confidence. And a lot of times those guys would deliver I can see that too. The dominant NBA player. This was my son. my oldest son very much into the NBA, which is tough for me because I'm really not. So I try now that I've got him, and you know, talking to all of you, especially with your Sixers being so good. Russ, three, the first month of the schedule, September division, October opposing conference, November interconference, December division again. I kind of like it to be a mix. But I definitely the end of the year with the division, I do like that for sure. But I kind of like it to be a little mixed. Four, no more than two back-to-back away games. I mean, with them trying to expand out into London and Germany and Mexico, that's kind of impossible. Keenan, are you related to Artis Gilmore? No. It would be kind of cool, but unfortunately I'm not. My gym teacher in high school used to call me Artis for that very reason, you know, just to be a smart ass. Five, get rid of the Monday night playoff game. Yeah, I'm in on that. Keep it to the weekends for sure. I mean, Saturday and Sunday, just stack it all in there. Yep, I am with you with that one 100%, Russ. But back, you know, the most important position in sports, right? So where were we? So we talked about NFL quarterback and the examples over the last couple of years, the ace starting pitcher. You know, you're talking your Randy Johnsons, your Pedro Martinez, Roy Halladay was a guy like that. For me, obviously I'm hoping that Garrett Cole can be that guy at some point. That sort of pitcher, your Roger Clemens way back in the day, Bob Gibson's, people that would just take the ball and go out there and get you a win three times in a seven-game series. But the dominant NBA player, so like I said, my son, very much the NBA, he still needs a little – I still got to learn him a little bit. He still thinks LeBron James is the greatest ever. And, you know, I have to keep telling him that Michael Jordan, far and away. Honorable mention to Bill Russell. Got it, but – the dominant NBA player. So you got, you know, this is the sport where there's only five guys on the floor. So one guy makes a huge impact. You saw the two games in Philadelphia in this Sixers Heat series where Embiid came back and the difference on the floor defensively, the offense flowed better. Now, last night was a disaster in Miami. I get it. But, you know, that one player on the floor can make a huge difference. Your Michael Jordan, your Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, guys like that. That can make an impact. I am of the belief that there is an argument to be made that the NHL goalie may very well be the most important position in the four major sports. And I'm going to give you an example here. I know you guys don't like the New York references, but tough. So Igor Shesterkin is the goalie for the New York Rangers. He had a huge year. He had MVP consideration. He played in 53 games. He posted a 36-13-4 record, six shutouts. He had a 93.5% save percentage, 2.07 goals against average. Those last two, he led the league. MVP consideration, helping to lead the Rangers to a 52-24-6 record, which was good for second in the Metro Division. Now we get to the playoffs, right? So game one against Pittsburgh, the game goes three overtimes. Rangers were up 2-0, blew that, scored a shorthanded goal. Kreider scores a shorthanded goal. They go up 3-2 and blow that. The game goes into a third overtime, and the Rangers lose. But Shesterkin stopped 79 shots that night, okay? 79 shots. He was on the ice for 106 minutes in that game. You're outside of the goalie, your defensemen are usually the guys that are on the ice the most. And they were, for that game, they were anywhere between 42 and 45 minutes, the defenseman for the Rangers. Shesterkin is on the ice 106 minutes. So there's a case to be made that the implosion that's happened with him since then could be that he was just worn out. But just take a look at the, you know, so he's gotten shelled. He's gotten lit up in the four games. He's given up 16 goals, right? Four per game, basically. He's gotten pulled twice. His save percentage is down to 90.5, down from 93.5. Only 3 percentage points, but that's a huge gap. And the Rangers are down 3-1 in the series. You know, they play tonight at 7 for their life, and they're about to get knocked out of the – it's not going to shock me if they get throttled on their home ice at the Garden tonight. So, you know, you see what a goalie like that can do when he's on. You know, and like I said, gave you all those numbers for the regular season. Leading the Hart Trophy consideration, leading the league in save percentage, leading the league in goals against, second in the Metro, 52 wins for the team, 36 where he was the goalie. And then he implodes in the playoffs and they're done. Like, they're cooked. I mean, they're playing Pittsburgh. Even if they win tonight, it goes back to Pittsburgh. I just don't see it, you know. He's gotten pulled twice in the series. It's a shit show. Let me get back to the room here for just a second. I agree with Monday Night Playoff Guy. I like to believe that is the incorrect shirt for Appetite for Destruction. Well, I don't know. I got it from Walmart for $5 like 4 years ago, so it works for me. What the puck is hockey anyways? I'm a poor kid from West Philly. We grew up playing everything but hockey. Nice. Isn't Philly kind of a hockey town? Well, I know the Flyers haven't been good lately, but isn't Philly kind of a – I know it's more Eagles, but I always kind of took Philly for a hockey town. Appetite for Destruction, what a great album. Watching the Rangers Penguin is like picking the lesser of two evils. Yeah, I get you. Russ, I get you, but, you know, I mean, anything's better than Sidney Crosby, right? I mean, shit. you got to at least give me that, right? Russ, Walmart can't afford the logo rights. Maybe not, especially when they're only charging $5 for the shirt. But anyways, you know, if you guys want to chime in, most important position in the four majors, I do lean towards the goalie. And that's what I just gave you is a prime example of that. When that goalie falls flat, the team, and don't get me wrong, the Rangers are up to their old antics with turning the puck over right in front of the net and not playing good defense and blah, blah, blah. But they kind of do that anyways. And all throughout the year, Shesterkin was able to overcome a lot of that. And, you know, now he's not. And they're cooked. So. Sorry. So, go ahead. Chime in. Tell me what you think. I'm going to lean towards the goalie. You know, despite the quarterback stuff. Dude, we could keep the whole block entertained with one ball. Hockey, you need a lot of shit. One quarterback, two goalie, three closing pitcher, four field goal kicker. Field goal kicker? Dude, Russ, you're losing me on that one there, man. Yeah, the kicker has one job. That's it. One job. And lately, most of them aren't even all that good at it. So, I mean – yeah, no, I can't with the field goal kicker. And I'm certainly not going to put, a field goal kicker ahead of that dominant NBA player. No way. That Bengal fans may argue with me with McPherson, but whatever. One more game. All right. So go ahead and keep chiming in on that if you'd like. I'm sorry if I seem a little off tonight. It is brutally hot in here. I don't know what the hell we're going to do for dinner. I'm guessing probably, like a water soup with some ice with some like frozen croutons, you know, this ice cream. Yeah. But of course we love hockey. One black item to rule over being, oh Lord. Oh no, don't get him started with Brady. Yeah, please don't. Hey, look, you know what? You want to get somebody started with Brady? I'll bring Sam in here. She'll – Sam, if you want to come in, and yeah, she is.
I'm sorry. We talking about were we talking about delicate things?
Somebody mentioned Tom Brady. Would you do you have an opinion on that?
Well, it's the same thing. You know when you get like a fly in your ear and it just buzzes and buzzes and like rolls around and it won't stop picking at like your skin and being super annoying? That's Tom Brady to me. I don't understand how this human being, and you guys don't help either. You're not the only one who tags me in this crap, by the way. I get text message, I get tagged. Everything's about Tom Brady. Let me tell you something. That little bitch is going to get hurt like 6 times this year, and everything is going to get ruled in his favor. So now he's going to become a commentator. So what can are people going to be allowed to disagree with him? No, because God forbid we say anything negative against Tom Brady. I've had it. That's right, Keenan. Brady does equal jock itch.
Brady equals jock itch. That's a fair.
That's not funny. That's fair. Plus, that's not funny. He cannot move to New Jersey. It's bad enough that he has a store in Philadelphia now. I'm not okay with that if that's true. That's not okay.
How do you think Tom will like moving to Jersey to be closer to what part of
No.
So is he gonna have like a during the season home up there?
No, that would be one of those North Jersey.
One of those places. North Jersey.
Not down here.
So you can commute to the city?
Yeah. I can't. I've had it. I just had to come in and get that off my chest because I've been stewing in it all day.
If anyone caught right on cue last night, Sam went absolutely berserk. Yesterday they announced that Tom Brady had signed on to be part of the Fox Sports as like their lead analyst, I guess, when he's done playing, whatever the hell that is.
Not lead, just to join the thing.
Oh, I read lead in one article.
God forbid.
Man, one article. I mean, maybe it was just there to piss you off. I don't know. But I did read lead in one article. They might be full of shit.
What's the big number? 300 and...
Oh, God. I didn't even look at the... I just saw 7 years. I'm like, oh, God.
10.
10? I thought 10 it was 7.
Years. No, it's like 340-something million or 375 million for 10 years.
So this is when he retires?
Yeah, whenever he retires.
What if he plays till he's 50?
Well, that was the debate. That was the great debate on the internet today.
There's Russ. Yep, there it is. Thank you, Russ.
Russ?
Russ over on YouTube. Yep.
I hate Russ Taylor.
I thought that's what I read. Lead for Fox Football. And you know, Quimby was right on the head last night, and it went into that meme that I posted and I tagged the both of you in. He really does have, like, when he talks.
I know.
It is. It's the personality of a freaking broom closet. The guy is just, he's a robot. I don't want to hear him that much.
I would rather date every single one of my ex-boyfriends than have to listen to Tom Brady talk.
Wow. So all of Sam's exes, if you are out there listening to this, give her a call. She is apparently revisiting that.
That's how much I hate Tom Brady. That's where we're at. Like, are we really going to listen to him talk? Come on. You know that like 5-minute stint that Gronk did as an analysis person on.
Yeah, where he looked like he was kind of the guy, like looked like he was covering like an ice skating scandal.
Yeah.
Like with his turtleneck and everything.
Right.
It was odd.
Like he was horrible at that job.
It was bad.
And that's how Brady's going to be.
No, I don't think so.
I do.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
I think he's too much of a perfectionist to be bad at something.
How do you feel about, oh my God, I'm blanking on his name right now. Cowboys.
Romo?
Yeah. How do you feel about him as an announcer?
His knowledge of the game is fantastic.
He's one
if
of
he
my.
If he would just shut up and let the game breathe every so often, he'd be great.
He is but one he won't of my favorite announcers.
Yeah, I'm not going to go that far. But
well, I'm sorry. I haven't found one better because I have to listen to people like Joe Buck and Chris Collinsworth. I'd rather listen to Romo all day long. His knowledge of the game, yes, he does predict things. And it is funny.
And I'm fine with that. I like that part of it.
Okay, the predictions are funny to me because he's like, here's where he should throw it and blah, blah, and then all of a sudden it happens and you're like, man, he's smart.
I think that's what you want from your analyst. That's what you want from that guy. And I'm fine with that. My problem is he just won't he never shuts up.
Right.
Dude, let the game breathe a little bit. It's not like you're calling a baseball game where you have to fill a lot of time.
It's football.
It's moving. You know
none
what
of
I mean?
Them shut up.
He's obscene.
Okay, like, well, I would really rather have him than listen. And then I think
you hit Tom Brady even more because so many people give you shit.
This is stressing me out so much to the point where like I'm not gonna be able to watch football on Fox. Like,
you don't have a choice. It's the NFC Network. The Eagles are gonna be on Fox. You have to watch. I know. I get it. I'm with you. But hey, look, he's not done playing yet, so you don't have to deal with it yet.
Ugh.
Or you could just mute the TV when he starts talking, right? Like, just. You mean you can't take Collinsworth and say, now here's a guy. Right. It's too much.
I do, Russ. I need to go to Brady therapy. You're right.
I will tell you something, though. I think Brady's too much of a perfectionist to suck at it. He may come off very robotic, but I don't think he's going to be bad at it. And if you get a chance, try to Google, or if it's on YouTube or something, Google the outtakes of Dan Marino on what was that HBO football special they used to do?
They don't do one anymore.
Or maybe they still do. Was it Inside the NFL?
Yeah, one of them.
But look at Dan Marino's outtakes. They would be taping, and he would screw up, and he would lose his shit. I mean, throwing stuff everywhere, punching the desk, cursing up and down, because he's that much of a perfectionist.
Inside the NFL, that's what.
Inside the NFL, thank you, Russ. That's what I envision Brady being like.
But that's not that level of intensity. That's not a good thing. That doesn't make for a flowing conversation.
No, but I don't think he's gonna. I think that level of intensity that he brings is gonna stop him from sucking at it. It's not gonna be like Gronk.
I hate Strahan because he was a giant.
Sure.
But Strahan on NFL Network as an anchor is
really good. He's
yes,
very good.
Because he's not.
He's personable.
And he's not too perfect.
Exactly.
So I'm anti-Brady again. All right, I'm leaving. Continue your beautiful show. I'm so annoyed right now. Not with you. Just now I have to think about Tom Brady again.
Ladies and gentlemen, Super Sam, always a pleasure. Samantha, how does it feel to know that Tom Brady? Dude, Russ, she's going to kill you. Like, I'm going to leave this up for a minute. That's not going to go over well, man. She might jump back in here just to scream at you. But me being hot and sweltering in here, I didn't think anyone could possibly be more annoyed than me right now. I think we found our person. Sam is definitely more annoyed with the Brady thing than I am with this heat. So that makes me feel at least a little bit better. Thank you, Sam. Let me see if I missed anything here. Yep, lead for Fox. Make more calling football than the money he had made from playing football. Yeah, Russ, probably. He's going to make more money there, but that was by his choice. He could have gone and gotten an Aaron Rodgers contract whenever the hell he wanted to. He chooses not to do that, so the team that he plays on has more money to grab, you know, skill position guys, which makes me sick, and I'm sure makes Sam sick. But that's just kind of the way he goes about it. And, you know, 7 Super Bowls later, it's kind of hard to argue with. Romo is one of the least annoying out there. Keenan, like I said, I like his knowledge of what's about to happen and just how he can see the field and read what's about to happen and what play they're in and everything is really awesome. And kind of you can hear the passion in his voice, you know, especially late in the game when there's a fourth quarter comeback attempt coming on. Like I said, though, the guy, dude, just hush for a few minutes, man. Let the game breathe. Like I said, you know, baseball announcers have it a little tougher. They have to fill a lot of dead time, right? The pitcher standing there taking signs, yada, yada, yada. Football announcers don't have to do that. And he goes a little overboard. He's definitely not the most annoying. I think when he's better than he was with that, but I'd still like to see him tone it down at least a little bit more. $375 million for 10 years. Must be nice. And then his wife, I think, out-earns him double or triple, something like that. Yeah. Yeah, he's really struggling over there. Maybe I should hit him up to pay for my freaking AC and furnace that's about to get replaced here. Sounds like he's got plenty of scratch laying around. Prick bastard. All right, moving on. Social media. We all use it. I am a fan of part of it. It's what allows me to come in here and do this and talk to all of you. And there he is, Mr. 4.5 stars himself. How you doing, Meisinger? Thanks for dropping in, buddy. But social media, right? I wouldn't be able to be here talking to you guys without it. You know, it helps me. You know, I moved away from where I grew up and where I'm from. What is it? 16 years ago. So, you know, when I started having kids and everything, it allows me to keep in touch with, you know, easier to keep in touch with friends, with family, posting pictures of my kids, stuff that they're doing well. You know, hey, we just bought the house, or, you know, hey, when we moved to Tennessee, or when we moved back up, or hey, COVID sucks, or hey, Tom Brady's a jackass, or hey, Greg's giving 4.5 stars, you know, whatever. Posting memes is a lot of fun. You know, I see some of you guys posting memes all. I know usually once a week I'll do a dump of memes, usually on the weekends when I wake up and nobody else is around. That would be after the Pornhub thing. So, you know, the door's unlocked at that point. But yeah, it's how I'm interacting with you guys right now. But as it pertains to sports, I think people are getting a little too comfortable. You know, but prior to social media, it had that whole malice at the palace thing where somebody threw a beer or whatever at Ron Artest. Artest goes into the crowd. There's a huge fight with players and fans. And, you know, nine players got suspended for a total of 146 games. There was $11 million in lost salary. And that was ugly. Well, then you flash forward and now you got social media where a lot of these fans, these, you know, some people call them trolls, whatever, they're allowed to sit here behind the keyboard and say whatever they want. Now, when I was a kid and, you know, I'm using, thanks again, Greg. You know, always a pleasure, brother. When I was a kid, if you said those things, you were saying it to a person, and then it was, you know, you're either, you know, you're gonna get in a fight or whatever, and you know, you're either gonna beat that person up or get your ass kicked. These folks nowadays, especially these, you know, and I don't mean to sound like a grumpy old man here, but especially the younger generation, it's something I try to tell my kids to watch out for, particularly my oldest is a teenager. And I tell him, like, dude, you can't just go on there and run your mouth, because sooner or later you got to come out from behind the keyboard. And what you're seeing is some fans that have come out from behind the keyboard. They don't realize that there's not that virtual world to shield them from what may actually happen to them. So they just feel like they can say whatever they want in any situation to whoever. You know, it, just the other day was Chris Paul's mom and his wife and his kids. Now, I saw the video. It didn't look like a whole lot, but I guess Chris Paul's mother came out and said that that guy, that kid or whatever, kept, somebody was drunk behind her and kept poking her, saying, Happy Mother's Day, Happy Mother's Day, Happy Mother's Day. And it got to the point where it was, you know, uncomfortable. It may not look like much on camera, but think about if that's your mom and your wife and your kids, where are you guys? Because I'm probably running up into the crowd ready to choke the guy. You know, credit to Chris Paul for only, you know, just saying something to him and not actually going after him. you know, you had the Yankees game last month where some fans out there in the outfield were saying whatever to the Cleveland outfielders. And, you know, one of them, I forget the Cleveland outfielder's name, actually climbed up the wall and, you know, you won't say that to my face type of thing. And then, of course, the Yankees win, I think, in walk-off fashion, and the fans start throwing crap at the outfielders. That's just uncalled for. I'm a Yankees fan. You'll never see me condone any of that shit. I don't care what stadium you're in, whatever. Don't throw crap at the players. You're risking harm, you know, and I don't care if they're even padded up football players. You don't go launching shit at them like that. It's not okay. Fito Mata, keyboard warriors are the worst. It's true. And that's exactly what I'm getting at. And that's exactly what, you know, it bothers me that these people think they can just get away with whatever. You know, the credit to the Yankees players for going out there and actually holding their own fans accountable and telling them to knock it off. You know, I don't know how many, you know, I would hope that that would happen in any stadium anywhere, that the home players would come out and get in their own fans' faces, because that's just not right. You know, Russ, let me get Russ here real quick. If they keep messing with players' families at arenas, all these teams are going to have to pay for boxes for families. Dude, no doubt. And I would start demanding it if I was a player. I want my family away from these folks. There's no control. They have no control over themselves. And sooner or later, you know, you had Westbrook a couple of years ago. I am not a Russell Westbrook fan. I think he's wildly overrated. You don't dump a freaking thing of popcorn on a guy as he's walking out of the arena. You're asking for it, right? There's been stories for years about Boston fans with, you know, racial undertones and things of that nature being hurled at players, sometimes even their own, like, home players. You're allowed to be a fan. You're allowed to boo. You're allowed to, you know, you suck. You want to scream obscenities at the guy, whatever. I'm no saint. I've done it in Philly. I've done it in New York. I've done it everywhere. Lord knows when we were in Denver last year, I was sure as hell one of the people letting Big Red and his honey boo boo fat ass wife have it while he was standing there being a jackass. So, you know, I'm certainly no saint. What you will not see me do, and what no fan should ever do or be allowed to get. What are you talking about, Adam? Yeah, right. The one where I was going to have to pick you up and pull you away from the rumble that was about to happen in front of you. But what you will never see me do, no matter what stadium I'm in, you will never see me hurl racial things at people. If I'm anywhere near a player's family, you will never see me act terribly towards those folks. And by all means, none of us as fans or whatever ever have the right to get physical with a player's, you know, family, friends, whatever, or God forbid the player himself. Now, let me tell you something. Any of you who have ever interacted with a professional athlete before, and I know some of you have been, you know, you've traveled with the Green Legion before. You were around when Hollis was around. Hollis is a super great guy and really fun to talk to, really nice. But take a look at the size of the guy, okay? You know, professional athletes are big, strong humans, right? That's why they do what they do. And that's why we don't, because we're not the physical gifts that these gentlemen have. Gentlemen and ladies. Just because you think a player plays soft doesn't mean you can kick their ass, okay? And I would really challenge any of you to push that, because I think it would be hysterical. Fito, Quimby did say he was going to mess with you the other day. Yeah, he did last night. I don't know if he intends to pop in here. he would have to do it soon because I'm only going to go another maybe 5 or 10 minutes here, and then I'm going to have to go hose off because I'm sweating like a hog in here. But Russ, would you come up to my face and say it with no cameras? Exactly. Exactly. There it is right there. These fans feel protected because they're in the crowd and they feel like they can go ahead and just haul off and say whatever they want or, you know, wave their hands in someone's face or whatever. Would you come up and say it to my face? And that answer is no, most of the time. Most of these people, when you tell them to come out from behind the keyboard or come on down from the stands like that, they're not going to do it because they know what the end result is going to be. Look, the professional athlete doesn't have to be the toughest guy in the world. They're stronger than you. That's really all there is, right? So if you are dumb enough to go and try to get into his face, actually get in his face, and he puts you into he doesn't even have to hit you. Just grab a hold of you. That fight is over now, right? You guys, me, Quimby, whoever, we are we're average human beings, right? For the most part. These guys are professional athletes. And if you really want to pay that price, by all means, you young punk, stupid asses that want to go to these arenas and run your mouth and throw shit and you know, touching somebody's mother. Dude, you touch my mother, and me and my mother don't even get along. You touch my mother, you're going to fuck around and find out. That's what's going to happen. And not that I want to see a player completely lose his cool, but I think somebody, one of these fans is going to have to get it. One of these times. And I mean, get it. Y'all saw the video of what happened when that idiot on an airplane started messing with Mike Tyson. I could literally think of Mike Tyson might be the last person on the planet that I would try to mess with. I mean, seriously, he's been known to be a loose cannon. And there's this drunk idiot on a plane messing with him. He messed around and found out now, didn't he? That's what bars are for, fighting bars. No, don't fight in bars. That's even worse. Sam, stop encouraging this. Margo sweating like a orange. That is the truth. It's pretty brutal here. Russ, there is a code of conduct on these tickets. They need to start not only booting them, but publicly shaming them and putting their information out in public. I don't know if you want to put, I mean, what kind of information though? I mean, you're not putting their phone. You can't really put their personal information out there. That's an attack. You can't do that. I hear Sam is the queen of it. I wouldn't mess with Sam. I mean, somebody give her two shots of JMO and somebody yell Tom Brady. You better duck and run. But yeah, like enough. You guys just can't do what you can't just do that. And unfortunately, it's probably going to take one of these athletes to reach out, grab one of these punks, and really whip his ass to get the point across. I do, however, think some athletes they let some things that are not of this nature get to them a little too much. I heard a recording today of Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving was playing Grand Theft Auto, I guess on his Twitch account, and was getting razzed by people who were watching him play. So let's take a look at that for a second. This is a professional athlete making millions and millions of dollars. People are watching you play video games. Do you really care if they think you suck? Or they want to make fun of you because you got sent packing home in the first round? I mean, is that really? But he apparently went on and on, sounding a little bit whiny. Kyrie, KD, and LeBron, or LeBitch, as we like to call them around here, they're a little too thin-skinned. Like, some of this stuff, you got to let it roll off. Like, seriously, what effect is a 22-year-old schmuck sitting in his mother's basement watching you play a video game? What effect does that really have on your life? Now, if he crosses any of these lines where he's, you know, talking bad about your kids, your mother, anything racial, shit like that, by all means, you call them out, expose them for what they are. But if it's just, hey, you suck, you know, what the hell is the matter with you? You know, with, especially Kyrie with the whole, I won't get vaccinated. Kyrie's a weirdo too, though. I mean, he's one of the flat earth people too. Like, how much more does that need to be debunked? I really hope none of you guys are flat earthers, because that would really bother me. Let me get back in here for a minute. New hashtag, mbitch. Oh, Greg, that's a low blow, brother. Guy's got a broken face. Not sure how much I really want to pick on a guy with a broken face. But, hey, man, you do you. Greg might be the only one that, you know, in the room here anyways, that could get away with actually getting in one of these guys' faces. If anybody hasn't met Greg personally, he's about 6'9". He does only have 9.5 fingers, though, so he's at a distinct disadvantage there. LeBron could have never played in the 80s mentally. 80s or 90s, bud. I totally agree with you, Russ. I don't think he's got the mental capacity. I don't. He is too soft of a player. Excuse me, Griffin. Sam. All right. We are on a roll here tonight. If the trash talk is funny and hate motivated, and by hate, I mean racial. Yeah, and that's what I'm getting at, man. Like, there's no place for that. You can't come out and say some of the things that have been. And it happens in Boston a lot. I also hear it happens in Salt Lake City, Utah. I've heard that on a few different sports talk shows where, you know, so for some reason out in Utah, you have a large contingent of racially motivated folks that'll head over to a Jazz game and start getting a little loose. And that stuff's not okay. That's the stuff that needs to be called out. And like I said, maybe it takes one of these guys to just rip a guy out of the stands and let him have it. You know, I certainly hope that doesn't have to happen. But these younger kids, they all think they can get away with saying whatever they want and doing whatever they want. You're going to pay the price for it sooner or later. Russ, oh my God, could you imagine if the trash talk and hate speech was like this for the WNBA? Oh God. I'll kick future pro athletes' asses. I've done it. Future, what were they? 5'6"? I don't know. One of my kids might make it someday. I've lit one of them up a few times, so. All right, guys. I'm gonna bow out. It's been a difficult day, and it's not gonna get any easier the next couple of days. The heat wave is supposed to continue, I think, through Saturday, Sunday, and tomorrow being Thursday, and that's only when the consultant is coming out. I have absolutely no idea when I'm actually going to get, the new unit and everything put in. So it is hot. The fans up there, I'm sorry if there was some background noise. I do have the window open here, and there's been cars going by and birds chirping and whatnot. So I do apologize for that. You guys, always great in the room. Russ, Keenan, Greg, Fito, always appreciate it. Sam, thank you for jumping in before we – I always love to hear about your hate for Tom Brady. I know you got a lot of it off your chest last night. Last night was, if anybody hasn't caught that, go back and rewatch it. Find the spot where she comes in. It's towards the end. And she just unleashes. And it is, it's magnificent. So go find that if you haven't seen it. But otherwise, y'all be good. Hopefully next week I'll be talking to you from a nice air-conditioned room. If not, I don't know. If I wasn't such a fat slob, I would have done this topless, but I promise you, none of you want to see that. So with that in mind, thank you all very much for joining me. I will see you next week. We'll have the full NFL schedule by then, so we'll get into some of that. Y'all take care. Have a great week. Adios.